always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The big bake is spreading out with blistering heat stretching across the country. The forecast calls for temperatures above 100 in some spots. This woman's found a way to beat 95 plus degree temperatures in Philadelphia.
This past week has been rough, but we're really happy that we live so close to a splash pad.
Heat-related power failures have made a mess of service on Amtrak's Northeast Corridor trains.
Not that we can do it to this or a $500 Uber trip, so figured we would just wait it out like everybody else.
Two Acela trains and four Northeast regionals have already been canceled this morning. They've declared a federal emergency in central New Mexico, where heavy storms have triggered dangerous flash flooding on the heels of deadly wildfires. Ruidoso town spokeswoman Carrie Gladden.
Just trying to get as much ahead of it as we can to make sure people are safe, people are on high ground. And by people, I mean like crews, first responders, you know, that are out there trying to mitigate. This.
Donald Trump's war chest is growing by leaps and bounds. Thanks to fundraising in May, FEC filings show he's erased President Biden's longstanding cash advantage, pulling out in front by $25 million. A CBS News exclusive video of what appears to be Al-Qaeda operatives outside the U.S. Capitol 2 years before the 9/11 attacks. 60 Minutes' Cecilia Vega.
Federal investigators believe the hijackers on Flight 93, which crashed near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, had the U.S. Capitol as their likely target. The lawyers for the 9/11 families and former intelligence analysts we spoke to believe portions of the video show Bayoumi surveilling the Capitol as part of that plan. And in the video, he references a, quote, plan.
The U.S. has banned federal agencies from using antivirus software with possible ties to Russia. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Citing national security concerns, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says the Russian government has shown an intent to exploit Russian companies like Kaspersky to collect and weaponize sensitive data. The ban on Kaspersky software goes into effect in late September.
Cards and Giants visited the country's oldest pro ballpark with one legend in mind.
We're going to invite out the original pioneers, the original Negro Leagues players to the field right now in Rick Wood.
One of the greatest players of all time, Willie Mays, remembered on Fox 2 days after he died. Mays began his pro career at Rickwood Field in Birmingham in 1948. His son Michael was there.
You already stand to your feet. Let him hear you. He's listening. Take all the noise you can.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Chaos erupted outside the Walmart in Mount Pleasant last night as a brawl involving six people broke out in the parking lot. Police were called to the South Oaks Road store at around 7:30, where they discovered a man with facial injuries resulting from the fight. The incident took a more serious turn when the victim began seizing. South Shore Fire and Rescue led the response. We're working on learning more. A search is still underway for a missing Racine man. 68-year-old Jeffrey Cluey vanished after putting a canoe into Lake Michigan June 7th. While Cluey's car was found at the Pershing Park boat launch, it's not known where he is now. The Racine Police Department has issued a be-on-the-lookout alert in Kenosha and Walworth counties, with the case not meeting official missing person criteria. How a box truck started on fire in Kenosha yesterday isn't known, but it did impact power and internet service in the area. The white box truck caught fire near the Dairy Queen on Highway 50 early in the afternoon, with flames reaching overhead utility lines. No injuries were reported. There had been an advisory on Racine's North Beach and Zoo Beach yesterday, although it was related to the current, not E. coli. The city posts the beach statuses on their website, and they indicate why a yellow caution will go up. In addition to visual monitoring, the water is tested at the beaches daily. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers bow to the Padres. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-6 loss to the Padres in San Diego. The crew giving up four runs in the first inning. Christian Yelich losing a pop fly in the lights at Petco Park, allowing San Diego to score. This one had a lot of twists and turns. Manager Pat Murphy.
No question. It was back and forth. I mean, a lot happened in this game. They turned a big double play there at a big time and the ball down. Great play. We lost a ball in the lights that you can't do anything about. Yeah. I mean, we walked the leadoff hitter to open the game, four pitches. We gave up two 0-2 home runs. Very unusual, back-to-back. I've never seen that in 40-plus years of baseball.
Brewers pitcher Robert Gasser will be out for at least a year. The 25-year-old lefty has agreed to have Tommy John surgery for his sore left elbow. NFL, the Packers have added another place kicker to the roster. They claim James Turner off waivers from the Lions. Turner kicked for the Michigan Wolverines last season on their way to a national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid to upper 70s, cooler by the lake. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 65. 88, a little warmer for your Saturday with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. For tomorrow night, showers and storms and a low of 68.
It's 64 at our studios.
I have a dad. Anybody else with a dad? My dad is not like your dad. My dad is 76 years old. That is, yeah, you don't have to live with him. That's why you're clapping. I was born when he was 50. I found that, I was like, what are you, Abraham? Right, that's biblical. And don't get me wrong, I love my dad. We love our dads. But it's weird growing up with a dad that much older than you. Little things are weird. Like, we'd go to the movies, we were both getting discounts. I remember in third grade, I had Mrs. Carvino. Anybody else? She told us to go home and ask our father who was president when he was our age. What was the price of bread? President, price of bread. An interesting little socioeconomic experiment for everyone but me. All right? For me, it was the most humiliating experience of my life. Because all the other kids had normal presidents. Yeah, the president was JFK, the president was Eisenhower. They got to me, the president was Julius Caesar. And the price of bread was a chicken.
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
Timeless hits at WRJM with the Mamas and the Papas and Monday, Monday. There's got to be a movie made of that group. I mean, there's a lot of stories going on there. Betrayal and death and just meanness. I wish somebody would make a story about the Mamas and the Papas. And some of them are still alive. That's just it. You got to hurry up before they're all gone. And I think, I know that... one is still alive. She was the actress. I forgot her name all of a sudden. She's still alive. I don't know if Danny is still alive, though. I got to look that one up. John, the leader, he's gone. Of course, Mama Cass is gone. So I think there's one, maybe two left. They got to get this thing done. Get the information before something happens. All right. Some workers love being in the office. And for some jobs, it's basically a necessity. You have to be there. But for jobs that can be done from anywhere, employers are having a tough time coming up with incentives to make the office more appealing than the convenience of your home. A new report says employers have added perks to get people back into the office, like fancy coffee, yoga classes, and get this, DJ parties. And now they have something new to dangle, giving their employees their own desks. I thought that would have been, you know, mandatory. If you're working in an office, you gotta have a desk, don't you? Partly sunny today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 74. Right now, it's cloudy and 65 degrees here at Radio Park with Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline, local news, and timeless hits.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Hey, coming up later on, we're going to talk to Corey Hartman about all this weird weather we're having, especially around the midsection of the country. He is the owner of Severe Studios. They do weather for radio stations all across the country. He's coming up a little after 7 o'clock right here at WRJN. Here come the Beatles.
Baby's good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine. You know she tells me all the time. You know she said so.
It's so hard to find a Beatles song you don't love. It really is. I Feel Fine. I don't know if that was the flip side or the A side. The other side was She's a Woman. It's hard to tell because both sides were big super hit songs. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rose, and I want to thank you for joining me here on this first full day of summer. Yeah. Got some summer myths to break. Want to break them now? All right. Let's see. I had them here somewhere, and now I can't find them. And all these summer myths. I got them right here. Okay. These are some of the common summertime myths that, myths are not true. Like, any drink will rehydrate you on a hot day. Not true. Stick with water. Soda is just the opposite. It dehydrates you. And you can't get a sunburn on a cloudy day. Again, that's false. Clouds don't block out UV rays. You can still get a bad sunburn when it's cloudy. And I've done that when I was a kid. So, lather up with sunscreen, especially on a cloudy day when you really don't see the sun, but it's there.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
What a coinkydink. Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings on Von Hassel Jewelers on Main Street in Racine. Serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 20 years, they are a certified full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, and custom designer. They'll come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or any other jewelry store within the Midwest to satisfy your jewelry needs. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings. That's half off, right? 50%, yeah. That's half off on your Big Deals gift certificate. Today, it's 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers on Main Street in Racine on WRJN.com. do the pull-down menu, and click on the WRJN Big Deals tab.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers on Main Street in Racine. Serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 20 years, Von Hassel is a certified full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, and custom designer. They'll come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or another jewelry store within the Midwest to satisfy your needs. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificates. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. I get just the opposite reaction. I asked for a raise, and they said, we didn't hear you. Looking for partly sunny weather, chance of storms today. Highs in the mid to upper 70s.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind. Bring it home, baby.
some timeless hits from WRJN. Hey, don't forget, it's Racine County's Breakfast on the Farm. It is tomorrow from 7 to 11 a.m. at the Shaw Dairy Farm at 1800 McKee Road in Burlington. Egg, sausage, milk, ice cream for breakfast. How do you like that? Tractors on display, kids games, petting zoo, live music, and more. Tickets are $10 for adults. Kids 5 and under are free. For more information, go to RacineCountyBreakfast.com. That's Racine, C-O, Breakfast.com. Sounds yummy to me. What am I going to tell you? I'm starving. It's 626 at WRJN.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pack down a pretty fourth and fine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna make it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink.
Hit songs, The Searchers, Love Potion number 9. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Pass it on. Tell a friend. All right, I got a story here. It's sad, but it is a feel-good story. All right, you ready for this one? A Northern California family's pet donkey ran off 5 years ago and never came back. Well, they finally found him. He's living with a herd of elk, and he seems happy, they said, so they decided to let him live out the rest of his days with the elk. They say it's just nice to know he's okay and that he's living his best life ever. Now, would you have taken him home, even though he was happy living with the elk? I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. I would hope that I'd just leave him there if he's happy, but, you know, it's one of those heartbreakers. He's a pet. I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. 629. I told you it was a sad story. It was a feel-good story, but a sad one. Partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 70s today. Cloudy, 65 degrees right now at Radio Park, where it's time for our morning news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Chaos erupted outside the Walmart in Mount Pleasant last night as a brawl involving six people broke out in the parking lot. Police were called to the South Oaks Road store at around 7:30, where they discovered a man with facial injuries resulting from the fight. The incident took a more serious turn when the victim began seizing. South Shore Fire and Rescue led the response. We're working on learning more. A search is still underway for a missing Racine man. 68-year-old Jeffrey Cluey vanished after putting a canoe into Lake Michigan June 7th. While Cluey's car was found at the Pershing Park boat launch, it's not known where he is now. The Racine Police Department has issued a Be on the Lookout alert in Kenosha and Walworth counties, with the case not meeting official missing person criteria. How a box truck started on fire in Kenosha yesterday isn't known, but it did impact power and internet service in the area. The white box truck caught fire near the Dairy Queen on Highway 50 early in the afternoon, with flames reaching overhead utility lines. No injuries were reported. There had been an advisory on Racine's North Beach and Zoo Beach yesterday, although it was related to the currents, not E. coli. The city posts the beach statuses on their website, and they indicate why a yellow caution will go up. In addition to visual monitoring, the water is tested at the beaches daily. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's fair season around Wisconsin, and while you enjoy the food, the exhibits, and the fun, there's a whole lot of volunteers behind the scene that have stories of their own to share. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. And some of their volunteer activities have actually turned into business models. That story next.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Emmett Saddlery in Houstisford is one of those shops that spends a lot of time helping young people improve their skills in leatherworks, and it's also helped their business model. One of the partners, Chuck Starr, explains.
Repairs are kind of the life of the business, but we'll do custom saddles for anyone that needs a custom saddle for whatever grade and riding they do, be it roping, be it barrel racing, be it bronco riding. We decided to make a bigger shop because we had a demand. We had 4-H students that we took on that we were teaching leathercraft to, and it just got too crowded when you'd have like 12 4-H students in and trying to teach them. We were just elbow to elbow, so we just needed more room.
Chuck Starr, one of the team members at Emmett Saddlery in Houstisford, Wisconsin, he said their dedication to helping young people has blossomed in other ways, not only exhibits at county fairs. They recently completed a very special project for a young farm woman from the DeForest area that was paralyzed in a farm accident in 2022. She expressed interest in still riding. They created a custom saddle that allows her to do just that. We've got more on this story up at MidwestFarmReport.com or Fabulous Farm Babe Midwest Farm Report on Facebook.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
What makes people adopt conservation practices? Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Natural Resources Conservation Service want to find out. They've circulated 43,000 surveys to forest and grazing landowners across the United States to find out why. Look for that survey in your mailbox soon. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid to upper 70s, cooler by the lake. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 65. 88, a little warmer for your Saturday with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. For tomorrow night, showers and storms and a low of 68.
It's 64 at our studios.
Presidents, they've all aged while in office, right? They age while in office. Because the job is so stressful that it affects you physically. We've seen it. Obama, first 2 years, President Obama went totally gray. His face started drooping, got all droopy in the face. I don't know, one time I was like, is that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? George W. Bush, he shrunk 4 inches. At one point, he was looking like Gollum from The Lord of the Rings. Ah, my precious! Bill Clinton, he grew that bulb on the tip of his nose. Bill Clinton looked like the man on the operation board.
We'll be right back.
partly sunny weather today. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Right now at Radio Park, it's cloudy and 65 degrees. Ah, the Shy Lights. Oh, girl.
Oh, girl. I'd be in trouble if you left me now. Cause I don't know where to look for love. I just don't know how. Oh, girl. How I depend on you to give me love when I need it. Right on time, you would always be. All my friends call me a fool. They say, let the woman take care of you. So I try to be hip and think like the crowd. But even the crowd can't help me now. Oh, oh, girl, tell me what am I gonna do? I know I've got a guilt to face. Girl, I feel so out of place. Oh, yeah.
Take on the Padres on the coast tonight, 8:05 on WRJ. And then coming up at 7:50 this morning, Mike Clemens is going to be here. There was a guest announcer in the booth last night at the Brewers game. Who was it? We'll play the clip. Coming up at 7:50 this morning. 644 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And WRJN is proud to be part of the annual Racine 4th Fest Fun this year. It all starts with a parade fundraiser at Ives Grove Golf Course Saturday, the 29th. And then, of course, the big parade downtown and the lakefront fireworks, both on the 4th. Now, the pre-parade vehicles get started at 8:30 on the 4th, with the main elements getting underway at 9. The route is along Main Street, starting at Gould and heading south through downtown. Then stake out your favorite spot on North Beach or along the lakeshore for the big fireworks display at dusk. Fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. We are going to be a part of the 4th Fest Parade for the first time in years. I'll be out there with Lou Regani. You want to lose fancy classic cars. That should be a lot of fun. He's driving. So I'm looking forward to that. First time in many years I've been involved with the parade. Hey, that's pretty good. Hey, have you ever done this before? Normal people will ask for a to-go container if you're at a restaurant, you don't finish your food, and they'll slide whatever food they want to take home with them into that container. But then there are people who take the whole dish, including the actual dish. There's a video making the rounds now where a woman says that every time she and her husband go to a fancy restaurant and he likes the dish, he'll ask for a box and steal it. The dish that the food was on. That's right. He puts the leftovers in the plate right into the container. I don't know about the containers he's getting. My plate wouldn't fit in those containers. But still, this is why food prices are going up, because idiots like this are stealing the plates.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Can't you see?
local news and timeless hits from WRJN. You spoke, we listen. You've got the music you want. Elvis Presley made a lot of movies. But did you know Herman's Hermits made a couple of films, too? They made two movies for MGM. One was called Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. And the other was called Hold On. And you say, gee, I never heard of it. Well, it's going to be on Turner Classic Movies in the month of July. So look it up. You never know. You might like the movie. I don't think I've ever seen it, though. Hold On. I have to check that out. July on TCM. Here's Herman's Hermits right now.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean? Just the two of us and nobody else in sight. There's nobody.
Forever, ever, 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 ever
local news and timeless hits from WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. A pleasant good morning to you. Well, this guy in Florida found a bank's doors unlocked and decided to rob the place. Apparently, an employee forgot to lock the doors. So there was also an issue with the security system, so the cops didn't get a call until an hour later. Now, he went through some drawers, couldn't find any money. He ended up not stealing anything, but he still faced burglary charges. So the bottom line is, would you feel secure with your money in that bank? Do you want to open an account there? They forget the lock. It's like Mayberry. Forget to lock the doors. I don't think in Mayberry they even forgot to lock the doors of the bank.